There is an event coming Saturday, December the 14th, called Run for the Beaches at Treasure Island. We have Carrie Auerbach with us again on Radio St. Pete. She was with us in our studio a couple of months ago to introduce this event. And Carrie, I guess you're well along the way to making it happen again.
Oh, we sure are. We're very excited about it. We've got all of our sponsors in place. They'll be bringing some great giveaways. We've got Sea Dogs coming with sample beer tasting. That's going to be a lot of fun. No Filter Band starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. The run starts right at 7 a.m., and it's for serious walkers, runners, not serious walkers, runners. Families are welcome. Teams are welcome. We're looking forward to a big race this year because last year we had 400, and we want to get people signed up early.
Yeah, well, this is the time to do it. There will be the 5K, a one-mile fun run and a walk, and a turtle dash as well.
That's right. That's right. And everything, all of the proceeds, they benefit the nonprofits in our area, like Seaside Seabird Sanctuary, Keep Pinellas Beautiful, Friends of the Pelicans, Save Our Seabirds. So, and some of the money goes back to the city for the sustainability efforts, like we put in a water filter water station along the trail, so you bring your reusable water bottle. So everything is great fun and for the environment, all at a good cause.
Yeah, and there's nothing more important than these sustainability and environmental initiatives along our Gulf beaches. You know, we look at the marine and wildlife rescue and rehabilitation programs going on, of course, cleaning up the beaches, and all of this is supported, you know, by Run for the Beaches. Remind us how this all started and how you decided to start a running event on Treasure Island.
Right. Well, this is our fourth event, and it started 4 years ago, obviously, with one of the civic associations coming up with an idea on how to make money for the city and to give back. And it got bigger and bigger, and it actually grew out of itself. So we formed a 501c4 so that we could accept donations and, you know, give back properly to these sustainability organizations. But it just keeps getting bigger, and we're just having more fun with it. So having control with the board allows us to kind of look at what we want to do with the money and how much we want to give back and how much we want to make Treasure Island a culture of a clean beach and just a beautiful place to come.
Right. And we look forward to having you with us on the Florida Folk Show in a future program here in the next few weeks to talk more about these sustainability initiatives and the good work that this event you know, enables every Saturday morning. In addition to great live local music on the Florida Folk Show, we do talk about the environment with serious guests, and we look forward to having you with us on very soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about just a little bit about, you know, the logistics of how folks can sign up. And again, what time is this going to be, and where's it all going to happen?
Okay, so we're at the Thunderbird Hotel, December 14th. You can register now at runforthebeaches.raceroster.com, or to make it real simple, if you want info, just info@runforthebeaches.org. We have free parking for participants. You'll get a t-shirt, a medal. We've got so many giveaways for people who register. Free food, mimosas, beer, the whole thing. I have friends who sign up and don't even make it to the race. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, terrific. Run for the Beaches it is. And you can find out more online, and we look forward to having you back on Radio St. Pete very soon, and looking forward to the big event on Saturday, December the 14th at Treasure Island.
Thanks so much.